Today's daf in Masechet Bechorot, brought to you on the road, is daf Nunhei, and we're holding at Rabbi Meir Omer about one third of the way down. So the Mishnah said, Rabbi Meir Omer Hayarden Bafsik L'Maaser Behima. We were talking about what allows you to be mitzarif animals and what the distance is that it's considered to all be one flock. Said Rabbi Meir, it doesn't matter distance if the water of the Yarden comes between the two parts of the flock. Therefore, they're not mitzarif. Rabbi Ami explained that when do we say that the Yarden is mafsik, lo shanu ela she'in sham gesher? The only time that it's mafsik is not because there's water, it's because there's no way to cross. But if there's a bridge that's within that area, so then hagesher mitzarfa, then the ability to cross is considered to be a tziruf. Alma, as you see, the Rabbi Ami understands the problem of the Yarden to be simply the fact that they're unable to connect to each other. So it's just because mishum delo mikarvanu. It's only because there is no way to get from one side to the other. It's not as if there's some type of halachic differentiation of animals on one side of the Yarden than the other. But of course, the moment that you start talking about the Yarden, you immediately, your mind goes to the issue of, are we talking about Eretz Yisrael? Are we talking about Evra Yarden in terms of Chiyuv, Chutzlar? So that's the next thing we have to discuss. Meitvei. Suppose a person has animals on both sides of the Yarden. So Eilech ve'Eilech from one side and the other. Oh, b'shnei avtila'ot, or he has a flock that is in different administration areas, even if it's the same country. Let's say such as Namer ve'Nemori, which are two. Over there, it's also very close, it's less than a mil apart, but those are two administrative centers in terms of government. In mitzarfim, that itself means that they can't be seen as a single flock. Vein tzarich lomar chutz la'aretz va'aretz. For sure, if there's such enough difference between the two parts of the flock, that one part is a chutz la'aretz and one is an Eretz Yisrael, it can't be that they would be mitzarif. And the problem is that chutz la'aretz va'aretz, obviously you can get from one part to the other, so it's certainly makom sheyesh gesher dami. It's exactly the same as having a bridge. But nonetheless, the bridge doesn't do anything. I mean, over here there's literally land connecting. You walk freely from one side to the other. Ukatani lo mitzarfim. So you see from there that the possibility of getting the flock together physically is not the issue. There's also an issue of separation because of the differences. Ella must be that Rabbi Meir's Svara is not like Rabbi Ami. It's not because that they're not mikrovan to be able to get to each other. It's as Rabbi Chiya bar Av Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, that Hainu Taimei de Rabbi Meir. The reason that Rabbi Meir says that the Yarden is ipso facto a distinctive factor when it comes to determining the two parts of a flock is because the Torah made it so. Since the Torah said, the Omakra, Vahayardain yigbol oto lepaat kedma. So here we're talking about the Gvulais of Eretz Yisrael, and it says that the Yarden itself is by definition considered to be a Gvul. This is in Sefer Yehoshua. So that B'nai Binyamin is defined by the Yarden. Now, if that's the point, so then it means that HaKatuv Asa'u Gvul B'fnei Atzmo. The Torah calls the Yarden an actual boundary. So if it's a boundary, it means it's a dividing point. So this Lashon of the Yarden Yigboto is an extremely rare and provocative language. Normally we just say the Gvul. Gvul to this area, Gvul apat kedmas Yam HaMelech. Or it could have said the same thing over here. Gvul apat kedma for Binyamin is HaYarden. Instead it says Yigbol, and Yigboto means puts an absolute stop to any connectivity between one side and the other. So therefore, the Torah is specifically focusing HaKatuv HaSa'o Gvul B'fnei Atzmo, specifically focusing on the power of the Jordan River, per se, to be a, as if it's a solid mechitza between two areas. Ask the Gemara, is it just the fact that it's a Gvul? I mean, if it's going to be good enough for Meiser Behema, so by every Gvul of the Shvatim, where it says, V'ta'ar HaGvul, V'Allah HaGvul, I mean, would you say that that is also a lotion of Hagbalah, of absolute Hagbalah? Hachinami HaKatuv HaSa'o Gvul B'fnei Atzmo? So let's say if you're in one Shevet's territory, and the other animals, some of the animals in another Shevet's territory, and the line dividing the Shvatim runs right through the 16 mil of the place where they're grazing. Would you also say they're not mitzaref? I mean, we never said that anything. We said dafka waterway. Hence, the Gemara Shani Hatam, the Omar Kro, over there with the Gvulot of the other Shvatim, it's where the Torah says, Zot yelechem ha'aretz legvuloteh saviv. It's clear that it's making Kula Eretz Yisrael Gvul Echad. So all Eretz Yisrael is one Gvul. Masha Enken the Yarden. Ask them, what do you mean, Masha Enken the Yarden? So then why isn't the Yarden included in that? In other words, if all of Eretz Yisrael is Gvul Echad, and we know that there's areas that we inherited Me'ever HaYarden, so the Yarden should be included also. Why not use it the same way? Answers the Gemara, it says, Zot Yelechem Ha'aretz the Gvulotel. That means anything that is contiguous in the Aretz is considered to be one Aretz. But not the Yarden, not the waterway. So now, Bishlam Rupiya Barava, that the Yarden is mafsik not because of anything that has to do with logistics. It's mafsik because the Torah called it a Gvul. So Hainu Diktani, that's why it says in the Mishnah, specifically the Yarden. I mean, well, according to Rabbi Ami, what was he thinking? And when he said, he took for granted that Rabbi Meir's reasoning was that it's just how they're going to get across the water. So therefore, if there's a bridge, there's no problem. Well, what is that supposed to mean? Why did we mention the Yarden? Just say if there's a river. I mean, it could be on either side of the Mississippi. It's exactly the same thing. Why would you mention the Yarden? Why doesn't it just say a waterway? Kasha, that is a problem. Now, Lamaisan, it appears that the Mishnah is Kitanoi. Because in the Braita it says, and here we're talking about the Ore Miklat. So it says, Ketem Ovrim Et HaYarden Arza Kenan. That implies the word Arza. That means this Arza is called Eretz Kenan. So that you cross the Yarden and you get on the dry land, then you're in Eretz Kenan. But the Yarden itself is not called Eretz Kenan. Devei Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Omer, Harei Omer Me'ever LeYarden Yerecho Kedma Mizrocha. So if it's putting, it's calling the Yarden Yerecho. So in the same way that we understand that Yerecho is a city in Eretz Yisrael, it's certainly part of Eretz Yisrael. So the Yarden Yerecho is the Yarden that is the same as Yerecho, and therefore the Yarden itself should also be called Eretz Yisrael, not like you are suggesting that it has a different din. Now there's a general question here, why should we not relate this to the issue of whether we're talking about Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz Laretz? And there is a machlokas, there's a question that is discussed a lot in the Achronim about whether Ever HaYarden really has the full dinim of Eretz Yisrael, and the Chiyav and Trumas of Maisers is a Dioraita, or maybe it actually has a din of Chutz Laretz. So the question over here is not the same as the question that our Sugya is talking about, because here we're talking about the actual question of the Yarden itself, not the issue of the land that was Me'ever HaYarden. So, what is this machlokas over here? It appears to be that if the Mishnah says the Yarden is a mafsik, it's only going according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera. Whereas according to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, the Yarden is part of the Aretz. It's exactly the same as Yericho. So why would being on the other side of the Yarden make a difference, unless it's simply a logistical difference that you can't get across to the other side? Omer Rabba bar Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, the name of the Yarden itself is only called Yarden, Mibet Yericho Lamata. Going downstream from Yericho to the south, that's where it has the shame of Yarden in this sense. From Yericho north, it's not called the Yarden, because the Gemara says elsewhere, it's mixed with many different waters. There's a lot of tributaries to what we call the Yarden. Okay, fine. Now, the Gemara says, what? You get it.
I'm saying, Yericho south?
Yericho south.
It's no longer.
It already has its own shame. So now the question is, what are we discussing here? In other words, Lama Yilchata. We're discussing this din of what is called a Yarden. For what? Who cares about the name Yarden? Is it that Rabbi Yochanan is coming to teach us that, for instance, let's say somebody says a neder. So he's neder hana from the Yarden. And therefore he wants us to know what is included in the Yarden only from Yericho south. I mean, what? By Nidorim, it doesn't matter what the technicalities are, the water analysis are, it goes Achaloshan B'nei Adam. So by Nidorim, it's always a question what the person's intent was. That intent is defined by common usage. So there, Alechachar Loshan B'nei Adam. If people call it Yarden, then that's what he's referring to. So Kolecha Dekorele Yarden Itzale. He obviously intended to Aser anything that is known as the Yarden. Don't give me technicalities. Ella, the only possibility is that Rabbi Yochanan was talking about this particular halacha, that when the Mishnah says l'maaser behima, that the Yarden is mafsik, and this is what Rabbi Meir was adding, Rabbi Yochanan is saying you should know that that's only where it's technically the Yarden, so that it really is a specific halacha in Yarden. Tanya Amihachi. And there's a raya and a brayta to what Rabbi Yochanan says. The Yarden says in a brayta like this: the Yarden yotze mimarat panyas. So the Yarden comes out up north from the panyas. Umealech miyama shel sivchi, umiyama shel tveria, and then it continues on to the yam of sivchi, which no longer exists because these were the swamps that this the Chula Valley. These were the swamps that were drained that now they're trying to put back again, but which is above the Kinneret. Continues on down to Yam Shel Tveri, which is the Yam of Kinneret, and then goes out the Yama Shel Sidon. And any water that makes its way out from there will make its way out to the actual to a lot, essentially. So whatever passageways exist for the water would go out to the Gulf of Aqaba. And the Yarden itself, dig this, is in the Elmi Beit Yericho Lomata. So the Chashivut of the Yarden is called only south of Yericho. Where do we get the word Yarden? Mipnesha Yored Midan, that which comes from the Chelek of Dan, is the Yored Dan. Omele Rabbabel or Ravashi, Aton Mihata, Matinula. You learned this, the shame of the Yarden, from there. That it's the idea that it must be the name itself teaches us that it's Yotze from Dan. But Anan Meocha Matinula. We learn this not from an analysis of the name. We learn this from a pasuk, because when it's describing the nachala of Dan, and it's and of course they had a split nachala, so the northern part of their nachala, which was Leshem, so it says vayelachamu im Leshem vayelachdu ota vayaku ota lefichareh v'yoshu ota v'yeshvuba vayikru lo leshem Dan. B'shem Dan Avihim. They called that Leshem Dan, and Rabbi Yitzchak explained what is Leshem. The Leshem is the Pamias. The Tanya, Yotze Yarden Mimaharas Pamias. So obviously the Yarden is Yotze from this city, which is called Dan. So therefore we don't need the analysis of the word. Omer of Kahana, you should know that the Zachrute Yardana, the eager power of the Jordan River, is from the Ma'arat Pamyas. So even though there are plenty of other sources of water, it's Be'ikar Pamyas water. And therefore, Heichad the Amar, if a person asks on himself, and he makes a neder that Lo Shatina Maya, Mayim Mimarat Pamyas, if he asks on himself the Banyas, then he's not allowed to drink any water out of the Jordan. So it's Itzale Bekule Yardana. The Zachruta, the Dama, and when it comes to the Iker power of blood in an organism, it's in the liver. It's Bekavta, Kerub Yitzchak. The Omer of Yitzchak, Kavei Chini Moach, is Metame Bereviyit. If you have a human liver that now has decayed and just liquid, so it would be metame with the shear of a reviyat, like the shear of tumat dam, because it's not considered to be meat; it's considered to be blood. Zachruta de Maya, the ikar power of water in the world, comes from the prat, and that is the Amar of Yoram Rav. Anoder mi meimei prat asur b'chol mimotshu b'olam. So if somebody is noder himself from that water, then he cannot drink water from anywhere. Well, how would that be? I mean, hechidami. Suppose a guy said, okay, I'm not going to drink water from the prat. Lo shatina maya the prat. So then he certainly only is asking himself, kiloshon b'nei adam, on the prat. I mean, he's not saying that anything else that isn't called the prat is not allowed to drink from just because its water is made derived from the ikur kayach of the prat. That's irrelevant to the neder. So then it's dafka, may profit lo shatina. He's clearly indicating that he's not thinking about any place else but the prat, and that goes according to what people call a prat. What he says is, I won't drink any water whose origins come from the prat. The omar of Yiram Rav, kol haneharot lamata mishalosh haneharot mishalosh naharot lamata miprat. So basically, the four Naharot as described in Gan Eden is the Iker Mokar of water in the world, and all other rivers are seen as deriving from Gan Eden. And those four rivers are divided with the three Naharot and separately the Prat. So the Prat is considered to be the Iker blessing of water to the Yadam. Ask him, what is that supposed to mean? That the other rivers are lower than the prat. I mean, ve'ika einata the midalia. I mean, we know that there are many, many wells of water, living springs of water, that go all the way up on top of mountains that are way higher than the prat. If they were coming from the prat, can you explain to me how the heck they could counter gravity by being on top, by being just simply in terms of the topology? How would they get up to the top of mountains if they're coming from the prat? Doesn't even make any sense. Amra Misharsha, those Mayanot that are very high in mountains, Hanu Sulame de Prat Nino, they are actually considered to be the pressured water that comes to the prat. So in other words, what happens is that you have the pressure of the water that's coming from underground pressure sources, but that water itself has seeped into the water table beneath from the prat. So now, even though now, due to increased pressure and heat and so on, they may make their way up to the top of, they may even be geysers or whatever, but the original seepage was from water of the prat. Yes, the Gemara, but aren't you going against the Pasuk? I mean, the Pasuk says, Hanar Harivi'i Uprat. The fourth river is Prat. So how could the three rivers be below the Prat? Is it the meaning of the fourth river is that it's beneath the others? Right? I mean, it's no different than the others, at least. There's three, and here's the fourth. If we're really different, why isn't it given either first place or a different lashon? Om Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak V'Tamar Reb Acha Bar Yaakov. When it says, who Prat, what it means is that hu prat mi'ikara, when we said originally in a pasuk, v'nahar yotze mi'eden lashkot et hagan, without saying a name, then it says, mishom yipared v'ayali arba'a roshim. So then when it says, v'hanahar avi hu prat, it means The original river, the aforementioned river, the fourth river that splits, that is the river that they all came from, Uprat. Tanya Rabbi Meir Omer, the name of the Nahar Prat is Yuval. Because on the about the Eitz HaChaim, it says, Shenemar ve'ayaka Eitz Shatulav Maim, v'al Yuval Yishalach Shorashav. So you were talking about someone who was Boter Ba'Hashem. So it says he's like an Eitz Shatulav Pagi Maim. So that must mean that this is like the ultimate, complete and holy, with a W, a holy living tree that is completely, totally on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it calls it Al Yuval, that its roots draw from the Yuval. So that means that since the Nahar Prat was that river that came from Gan Eden, Geit Shatul Almayim, which is the Yetz HaChaim, so it must be. And now you're saying that the Prat, who Prat means, the original river was Prat, and here it gives it the name Yuval. So then why do we say the name always is Prat instead of Yuval? Lamanik Rishmo Yuval. That's because Mimav Parim Veravim. That's because we find that the water of the Prat seems to always be growing beyond the amounts that we can detect in the actual water that's flowing into them. So even though it does, and this is simply because we always see the Prat, even when it doesn't rain. Usually a river, it's this power of the river, is expressed when it rains and flows into the river. But the Prat is part of a river all the time, and doesn't seem to be dependent on rain. Therefore we see it as the makor of Mayim. Now it says the Gemara, and the Chachamim, however, say that no, it's not called Yuval. Its real name is Prat. The name itself is Prat. This is a Gersa problem. Some who have the Gersa of Chachamim, Omrim Prat Shmo Shemimav Parim Varavim. No, it's not that this is a nickname. Its name is Prat. Yuval simply means the cornucopia, the source of Chashivas. Which is a yuvah, is a horn. Yovel. Nikolai Yovel. Yisayele Lishmo. And this, what Rabbi Meir said over here, is a riot to what Shmuel said. Because Shmuel said that a nahar mikipe mivrech. The way that a nahar is mitbarech is from not rainwater, but from its own internal source. So that means even though they need to be replenished by rain, obviously, but it's no longer rain. It's not rain that flows. This is Nagel Kismikvos. Because if it's a river, so then you can be tayvel in it, even though it's moving. But if it's rainwater, and wow, we see it's like, oh, it's overflowing. So if you hold it's beikar rainwater, then you can't be tayvel in it, because rainwater is not tayvel when it's zeichel, when it's moving. So, but since Shmuel says that a nor is mizborek from its own source, and first waters go down into the underground aquifers, and then they make their way up to the source of the river, it's no longer called Mei Geshamim. And therefore it would be kosher, not as Geshamim water, but as Nahar water. Upligit Rav, this, what Shmuel says, is against what Rav said. Because Rabbi Ami Omer Rav says, you should know that Mitra B'ma Rava, Sahada Rabba Prat, the great testimony that there is rain in Eretz Yisrael is from the Nahar Prat, which comes from Eretz Yisrael, which of course in the days that it extended all the way to the Prat, and now it goes down from there to Bavel. So when it rains in Eretz Yisrael, the Nahar Prat grows directly from that rain. And therefore you can tell when it's raining in Eretz Yisrael. So according to this, it's the opposite of Shmuel, because according to Shmuel, it's not going to be a raya that it's raining in Eretz Yisrael. It's simply it's mikipe midbarek. Avodah Shmuel used to make, and this is Nogea the Sugya, he used to make for his daughters a mikveh biyomi nisan, so he would build mikvaot from real mayanot during nisan, and he wouldn't allow them to be teva in the rivers. And then he would make, during Yume Tishrei, he would make mavtze. Mavtze means, what's the word? How do you say when you make something, let's say, a bamboo mat? Is there a special word in it? Yeah, and I'd say matzalot in English. Just mat?
Yeah.
Okay. So he would make mats for them and put them down in the river during Tishrei. So mikveh b'yomei nisan, why? Because Yotzev Rav. Rav says, Domer v'am yom rav, as we just saw, mitra b'ma rav asad rav prat, that the geshem that comes there to soil is what the prat is growing from, which means that when the prat is strong, and so too by other naharot, so then maybe most of the water is make a shamim. Shamim yirbun notvim, maybe the dripping water, in other words, water dripping from the sky, rainwater, is more than the river water itself, which is zochalin, ala zochalin. And if the mega shamim is ruba, then you don't have actual mayim of the nahar, and you won't be able to be teivel. Now, there's two issues over here. Right? First of all, it means that it's not mayim chayim. If it's not mayim chayim, it's not kosher for the tefillah of a zava. And you always have to be cheshish, as we are today, that a nida is really a zava and has lost count of her cycle. And the truth is that in Masechet Shabbos, it points out that a zava does not need mayim chayim. Only a zav requires mayim chayim, and that's most of the Rishonim hold that as well. So even though Rashi himself points it out there, he seems to ignore it over here. But a regular mikveh should be kosher. And therefore the point over here is, Rabu HaNotvim, is that they're moving water. And if they're moving water, they're not kosher for any tefillah, because only water of a nahar, a mayan, is kosher if it's moving, but not make a shamim, which are not matarin, exactly. And why did he make mafsi, why did he make mats on the ground during Yumei de Tishrei, for his daughters, for them to be teivel? We're over there, you don't have to be chesh of the Geshamim, because it's not the time of Geshamim, and it's already past the time that the snows have melted, which Ramaisa ought to be kosher for anything. So he would make the Matze b'Yom Tishrei so that they could stand on them and not get covered with mud, which might be a chatzitza. So therefore, he put it on the ground. We'll plig it today out of the day. What it is that Shmuel is saying over the Nahar, Mikipe Mibrich, seems to be a contradiction to his own mimer. Because Shmuel said elsewhere, Yom Shmuel, In Hamayim Nitarim B'Zochalin Elaprat, a moving river is not kosher for Tefillah, unless it's the Prat, and it's the Prat Dafka B'Yomei Tishrei. So the Prat, we know, is Be'ikar, its own water source, doesn't come from Geshamim, and it's only the Prat at a time when it hasn't been raining or snow melting. So therefore you have to wait until the end of the summer during Yomei Tishrei. So then we know that for sure there wasn't a row of a Mei Geshamim, but the rest of the year we would have to be afraid that there was Mei Geshamim. So according to this, what he's saying over there, it means that we do have to worry that there would be Nitgadel Min HaGeshamim, and not Mikipe Bivrech, not that it's Mizborech from its own roots without having to worry about this. So, I mean, Halacha L'maisa, there's a number of different issues that Shmuel is talking about. First of all, he's saying you can't trust unless you know. The way the Ran understands is that he's talking to people who are not Bekiyim. So, you're on a trip. Your wife needs to go to the mikveh. There's a nohar. You don't know whether that nohar runs all year round or not. So maybe it's called mechazev. It's something that's really fed by rainwater. In which case you can never be typhoon. That's why it's an ela prat bilvad, and then prat is Yume Tishrei only. So that too is talking about somebody who, even though he knows this is the prat, he never saw it before. So he has no idea whether the river is swollen or not. So if he knows that this is the standard level of the prat, he doesn't have to worry. If there's shmuvasra, it doesn't mean literally only during Tishrei. He's just saying, if you have no additional information, that's the only thing you'd be saying, that you know that this is the Nahar Prat, and you know that it couldn't possibly be fed now. At the end of the dry season, it couldn't possibly be fed by rain or by melting snow. Right. Rabbi Meir Omer Yarden Mafsik Lamaser Behima. Elom Rabbiya Bar Avraham Rabbi Yochanan, Hainu time the Rabbi Meir, the Omer Krav Yarden, Yigvolo Tolobat Kedma. Hakatuv Asa Ogvu, Bifnei Atzmo. Elomeata, Vitor Agvu, Vola Agvu, Ochin Ami, Hakatuv Asa Ogvu, Bifnei Atzmo, between the different Shvatim, Shehaneatam, the Omer Krav, Zot, Yelachem, Aretz, Gvulotea, Saviv, Kula Eretz, Yisro, Gvul Echadi, Yochi, Yarden Nami, Eretz, not Yarden. Why mention the Yarden at all? Little lookul narot kasha. Kitanoi. Kiatem ovrim et haYarden Arza Knan. Arza Eretz Knan, but not a Yarden Eretz Knan. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda b'Teira. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Omer. Hari Omer me'ever liYarden Yerecho Kedma Mizrocha. Ma Yerecho Eretz Knan af Yarden Eretz Knan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, in Yarden, Elmi Beit Yericho, Gulamata, Lama Yochatan. Ilay Milanoder, what's it have to do with technicalities? Alechachar, Lashon Bnei Adam. So called Echadakar, Le Yadan, Yarden, that's where it's also. Elmaser Beim, like Rabbi Meir here. Tani Amiyachi, Yarden, Yotsemi Marat Pamyas, Umalach Biyamashal Sivchi, Ubiyamashal Tveria, Ubiyamashal Sedon, Velechon Ophel Yamagado, the In Yarden, Elami Bet Yerchovalamata, Omre Pia Barava, Omre Biochan, Lama Nikrishmo Yarden, Shiorneid, Midan, Omre Rabab, Ravashi Aton, Miatam Betitula, Anan Miyachamatin Allah, Vekor Ulo Leshem Dan, Beshem Dan Avien, Vom Reb Yitzchak Leshem Zupamias, Vetanya Yarden Yotzimi Marat Pamias. Om Reb Kana Zachrute Diadana Mimarat Pamias. Sehech Diomer Lo Shatina Mayim Mimarat Pamias, Hitzele Bekula Yardan. Zachrute de Dama Kavda. Reb Yitzchak, Vom Reb Yitzchak, Kavei Cheni Moach, Metami Brevit. Zachrute de Maya Prat. Diomer Reb Yira Merab, Anoda Mimei Prat, Asur Bekula Mimot Shibola. Echidam. Ile mi domer lo shatina mi maya de prat. Me prat u de lo shatina. Omi nor achrina shatina. Because that's lo shon b'nei adam. So it must be the omar lo shatina mi mayam de atu mi prat. De omar vir omar av koma norot lamata. Mi shalosh narot ve shalosh narot. Lamata mi prat. Ve the chideka, the pichon, and the gichon. And then those three are lamata. And brought itself. What about a nata, the medallion, all the way above the level of the waters of the Prat? That's the original river. Tanya Rabbi Meir Omer Yuval Shema. Shema V'ayaka Eish Shatu Amayim V'al Yuval Yishalach Shor Hashem. Loma Nikra Shemo Prat Shemi Mav Porim V'ravim. Misayeh Alei L'Shmul Yom HaShmul Nahara Mikipa Mivrech U'pligit Rav Tom Reva Miyom Rav Mitra B'marov Asad Rabba Prat. Avud HaShmul Avid Lulu V'nata Mikvei B'yami Nisan U'mafzi B'yami Tishan Mikvei B'yami Nisan Sevelak Rav Yom Revami Yom Rav Mitra B'marov Asad Rabba Prat. So he was worried. Shema Yerbu Notrim Alazochlin V'avelu Megir Shami Bluba U'mafzi B'yami Tishan Pligidi the other day Dom HaShmul Ein Amayim Metaharim B'zochalin El Prat B'yami Tishan.